Ed Sullivan says,
"Believe me, this is it. The big show is really
Vinyl Cobwebs."
I don't care what Ed Sullivan says.
92.9 Kick FM proudly presents
this is Vinyl Cobwebs, the platters that matter. I am Donovan. He is premium.
This is premium.
Premium plays premium on this episode of Vinyl Cobwebs.
I play premium on this episode of Vinyl Cobwebs, which is number 214. We're back again for another round of record playing and gabbity gab.
We're going to spin some true platters that matter on this program. So without further ado, Premium, it's got a record just for you.
What do you have, Premium? I have some music.
Almost 18, a lot of sugar and lace. Almost 18, with an angel face. She says I'm her kind of guy, and if I leave her, she'll die. From people upside down, all the way around, acting like a clown, cause I think I found the cream of the crop. I know I'll never stop. I'll go on loving my baby. She's a grown-up lady now. Full skirt, don't skirt, ballerina shoes, pink slip, tulips, and never sing the blues. Almost 18, a ribbon in her hair. Almost 18, my baby's young and fast. Because oh, I love her so. Oh, oh. She's gonna have a birthday, then we'll run away. We're gonna find a preacher, let him be the chief. She got a honeymoon all through the month of June. Tell him we'll have a time until we're 99. Yeah, yeah. Wedding bells gonna ring, we're gonna be together. I love her, she loves me, I love her, live forever. Almost 18. She's a swinging queen. Almost 18. Oh, what a lovely dream. Until the end of time, my baby's mine, oh, mine, oh. Almost 18. Almost 18.
All of us becoming an obsessive, impulsive. Okay. Impulsive. Okay, that was a young Roy Orbison. That was kind of between record labels. His first, most famous stuff is on the Monument label when he did Only the Lonely and Oh Pretty Woman and stuff like that, the hit songs. But he first started out on the Sun label with Elvis Presley, you know. And then after that, there was this between time where he went to RCA Records and was produced by Chet Atkins and did some really teeny boppy type of stuff, and that was a perfect example. Stop that. He's distracting me.
Premium, look at that.
Yes.
We're here in the Vinyl Cobweb studio. Studio! And I'm dusting off the equipment. It hasn't been dusted. That's why this show's called Vinyl Cobwebs. If you didn't realize, it's because our records are never dusted. Say it, Premium. Say, dusted.
Dusted.
Say our records. Come on, say it. Say our records are never dusted.
Well,
come on, say it, Premium. Say our records are never
dusted. Let me say it.
Okay.
Let me say it, Donovan. Our records are always dusted, Donovan.
No, they're never.
Especially Premium Deluxes.
Well, mine aren't.
That was Almost 18 by Roy Orbison, his mid-time career.
Oh, my gosh.
We're on the air.
Scott Ralph would be totally disappointed in us.
He'd
come over and say, what are you doing? Why are your records so dusty? And why don't you get rid of those newspapers? What if you have a fire?
It's time to play another
record.
And
the studio burns down, and then you know the show's not on anymore.
Yeah!
And now...
Yes.
Another record?
Yeah!
Right here on 92.9 Kick FM.
That's right. The new sound of the new downtown.
That's right, Donovan. Downtown.
Do you have something
downtown
to play?
Why, sure.
Or do we have to, like... Okay. What do you have?
Let's play an early... Well, you know, we played sort of an early Roy Orbison.
You
let's
can email us at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com.
Beat you up! You feel better now? Okay, here's an early record by Michael Jackson and his brothers. They were the Jackson 5 even then.
Of course.
But it's on the Steel Town Records label. And we've heard before the hit side. I think somebody else did an e-file to us a long time ago, and we played Big Boy. Well, what?
An e-file.
Whatever it is. Anyway, did I make that up, Donovan? Anyway, we're turning it over. We're going to play You've Changed. And this shows how they changed, you know, from this time to when they had their hits on Motown. And then, of course, Michael Jackson changed a hell of a lot later. Hold on. Let's play it. It's very amateurish. It sounds like they're on a stage at a high school doing the amateur hour in Gary, Indiana.
None of it's true. It's BS.
Gary, Indiana. Well, put it on right now. You've changed.
Chow mein. You see it instantly in its bold new bean sprouts. It's crisp, aggressive water chestnuts. Talk about extras. You want bucket bamboo shoots? Power onions? You got it, mister, in the 1966 Chungking Chow mein. Outside, too, you'll notice the revolutionary styling of its round cans right away. Wraparound labels, more pickup in the two cans taped together. That's standard equipment on this baby. Look at the way she handles. In the bottom can, independent vegetable suspension. And in the top can, where the action is, over 27 cubic inches of succulent Chungking sauce, loaded with high-performance chicken. Step up to the tuned chow mein, the 1966 Chungking. Noodles optional.
Sleepy Valley, it's the valley. the desert's clear and white, the moon and the stars are bright, and the coyotes howl. You can see the tumbleweeds as they drift along the plains. Where they go, no one will ever know. Desert winds are playing. Out here now, your heat is cruel. In Sleepy Valley, it's the valley of desert winds. Oh, the desert's clear and white, the moon and the stars are bright, and the coyotes howl. Tumbleweeds as they drift along the plains. Where they go, no one will ever know. Desert winds, please be cool. Don't you know your heat is cruel? In the Sleepy Valley, it's the valley of desert winds.
Ah, premium! June Moy and the Feathers from 1954 with the Desert Winds.
It sounds very spooky and gloomy and strange, Donovan. Early doo-wop sounds by a very obscure group done in a very primitive-sounding studio, no
Can
doubt.
Can you imitate the first part of the record with your hand cupped over your mouth?
Now, the way that guy was singing that sort of...
Sounds like the DJs we used to beat up on early Vinyl Cobwebs episodes.
Yeah, like...
You're tuned to Vinyl Cobwebs, your Platters That Matter show. Platters that matter, Prune.
Platters that matter, Donovan!
Email us in these hellish chambers at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com. Premium Deluxe, I turn the show over to you now. Take over.
Well, Donovan, we're going to play more an obscure Beach Boys cut. That's right. An early one from 1962 during their early Capitol era. In fact, this is the follow-up release to Surfin' Safari, which was backed up with 409. And what? Well, what we're going to do, Donovan, is we're going to play it. We're going to play Country Fair. The A-side was actually kind of a take on Ten Little Indians. Really politically incorrect probably by now. We'll play that sometime. But anyway, we're going to play Country Fair. And there's supposed to be a girl in here in the background, but I think it's actually one of the guys trying to sound like a girl. You judge for yourself. It's from 1962, probably about November and December.
You know, we were speaking during that last record about the brilliance and utter stupidity of some recording artists. How some fans think, wow, Springsteen's so brilliant. Wow, Dylan, he's so brilliant. When in reality, they weren't brilliant. They just were recording artists. And the same thing can be said for Brian Wilson. There's so many people out there who say, oh, Brian Wilson, so ahead of his time. And then some that, you know, said he was just another Beach Boy.
Brian Wilson is God.
No, no.
Well, that's, you know, what some people will say.
That's an example, not necessarily an opinion reflected by Vinyl Cobwebs or its cohorts.
By the way, I just told Donovan that I won a 1961 Hawthorne High School yearbook in California, and little sophomore Dennis Wilson, the drummer, he's a sophomore there, but his picture's like a size of a postage stamp.
Just a little teeny Dennis Wilson?
Yeah.
Instead of a big one?
Yeah. Well, anyway.
All right, we're going to listen to, what are we going to hear, Country Fair?
We're going to hear Country Fair.
All right, I can hardly wait.
From November of 1962, Donovan.
Oh, put it on.
And listen to see if that's really a guy or a gal. Right here on 92.9 Kick FM, an exclusive.
This time each year in our hometown, the county fair comes our way.
Step right up and when your girl's stuck, how about a lobby?
Come on, Nicky.
Come along with me.
yeah, it's time for another Premium Deluxe Hunt. Premium Deluxe went down to the radio station, 92.9. Kick FM was the station. He decided he would become a Canadian resident, and he signed up for his passport, and they denied him. He said, oh, no, I can't be Canadian today. I'll have to go home and beat my head along the way, and then I'll fall down and break my nose, and then I can't go to Donovan's show. It'll be a solo show forevermore. I apologize. They let me out of my cage to do this program. It's all the rage. Donovan gets on the air and sings a Premium Deluxe song. And Premium comes in and says, what's wrong? You know you can't do that on the radio. It's wrong. Premium, Premium, that was a good Beach Boys song you played. I really like that. I think that is a girl in the background.
Yeah, and that was their like lowest charting record. Well, the other side was the side that played on the radio, Ten Little Indians, and then they went back on top with Surfin' USA and all that stuff.
We're going to put on a Southtown platter. Hand me that Southtown platter, right? That 45, yeah, yeah, what? That colorful one right there. Yeah, we're going to put it on this. We're going to spin the bottle. This is Earl Dukes. We're going to spin the bottle right here on Vinyl Cobwebs. This is a real teen raver. This will rock your socks off. You ready, Premium?
Whenever you're ready, Donovan.
I'm spinning now! Yeah!
Your birthday party, just ain't missed. Let's play a game that goes like this. You take a bottle, and it'll do. Then you give it a spin or two. Spin, spin, spin the bottle. Twist, twist, twist the bottle. And around and around and around it goes. Where it stops, no one knows. Your sweet 16 has plenty tea. So I'm hoping that it points to you. Boys on one side, girls on the other. Each one eyeing on another. Spin, spin, spin the bottle. Twist, twist, twist the bottle. And around and around and around it goes. Where it stops, no one knows. I feel so lucky here tonight. Just know things will turn out right. It's now my turn to make it spin. And you know who just wanna win. Spin, spin the bottle. Twist, twist, twist the bottle. And around and around and around it goes. Where it stops, no one knows. Here tonight, I just know things will turn out right. It's now my turn to make it spin, and you know who's just gonna win. Spin, spin, spin the bottle. Twist, twist, twist the bottle. And around and around and around it goes. Where it stops, no one knows.
Ah, Premium, Earl Dukes, and the South Town record label. No. That's right. You're tuned to Vinyl Cobwebs. You know, you can email us at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com, and you can visit our webpage at www.vinylcobwebs.freeservers.com. And you're listening to 92.9 Kick FM.
92.9 Kick FM!
Wee! We have more platters that matter coming your way. We'd also like to tell you about ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled...
With a K.
At ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled...
With a K.
You can get all sorts of strange, bizarre, esoteric, educational film shorts, science fiction, and horror, and all that fun stuff. It's available only at ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled...
With a K.
I want you to check it out tomorrow, won't you? Because you're all our friends. Check it out. They are our sponsor right here on Vinyl Cobwebs.
They make Vinyl Cobwebs responsible and possible.
Exactly. Okay. Alrighty then. Okay.
Hey, friends! This installment of Vinyl Cobwebs is brought to you by our good friends at ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K! At ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K, you'll find the most obscure and bizarre films of all kinds. Lost educational films, rare TV episodes,
creepy science fiction,
and disturbing horror. Disturbing horror! Disturbing horror! Don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. You must check it out yourself. The hippest malevolent media around. ScaryGuyVideo.com. Spelled with a K.
Well, you sure got some funny material in your suit.
92.9 Kick FM presents another exclusive VF Vinyl Cobweb.
When I hear a love song, then I know where I belong. I belong with you. When I'm holding your hand, then I change. The moon.
A breath of fresh air. Speaking of breath of fresh air, Donovan's out of the room right now, so I can be more professional. Premium deluxe, this is what I would sound like without Donovan, for better or for worse. And now, we bring you more music. But first, a word about Donovan. What do you think, Mr. Vinyl Cobwebs listener, about Donovan?
Holy cow, man.
Strange, exciting dream last night. I was a wanderer with no love in sight. When all at once I saw his magic light, Aladdin standing there. He asked me if I had a wish to make. I thought of you and knew the wish I'd take. He rubbed his lamp and then he said, awake, Aladdin, I'm on my way. I've come to tell you all my love. You care too. Now when you're off, I know he's right. He made it all come true. I'd like to meet him in a dream tonight and give our thanks for showing me the light. I'd like to tell him he was oh so right. Aladdin, now she's mine. Now when you're right, I know he's right. He made it all come true.
Yeah, during Bobby Curtola's early recording career on the Delphi Records, at least stateside-wise, Aladdin, Bobby Curtola, he was from Canada, Donovan. Do you know that? Canada? That was my favorite release by him in the end fade out there where she's going, Aladdin, Aladdin. That could be actually extended into a rave trip-hop mix. I'm sure it would be a hit. Okay.
Aladdin, Aladdin, Aladdin.
Live from Studio 5, this is Vinyl Cobwebs on 92.9 Kick FM. Sorry, Premium, I stepped out of the studio for a little bit, and I missed that record. But yeah, I heard the ending, and it sounded pretty good.
And before that, we had I Belong With You by Laurie Allen and Bobby Bright. And I'm not sure what year this was. I think it's 67, but it sounds earlier to me. It's, I think they were from Australia, of all places. Not 100. Oh, yeah, it says Recording Australia in little teeny print there on LTD International Records. It's kind of halfway garagey and sounds a little bit like, you know, John and Robin, you know, that duo there in the 60s. I bet you a lot of people don't even know what I'm talking about right now. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Neither does Donovan.
Tell them how to email us in these hellish chambers.
Well, it can be done at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com. Yes, I got it out that time.
Pick that up, Premium.
I'm picking it up.
Pick that marble, put it back in your mouth.
I'm picking up the marble, I'll put it back in my mouth.
Some women bake better cakes.
Make my milk the real refresher.
So naturally delicious.
Make my milk the real refresher.
So naturally nutritious.
It picks you up and peps you up for everything you do. A protein lift in every glass. Milk's the drink for you.
For real refreshment plus a protein lift, always say, make mine milk. Milk gives you lasting energy based on nourishment, not just temporary stimulation. No other beverage gives you so few calories against such an abundance of vitamins, minerals, and proteins. It's the perfect pickup round the clock. Pure, fresh milk.
Make my milk the real refresher. Enjoy it every day.
Pure, fresh milk. Delicious.
Make my milk.
Yeah.
Groovy, B.
Groovy, Ernie. Are you listening to Vinyl Cobwebs on 92.9 Kick FM this week?
It's been a groovy episode thus far, Beat.
That's right. 92.9 Kick FM is the new sound of the new downtown.
It really kicks, Beat. Oh, Beat, you're silent for a change.
I'm not silent. I had some felt stuck in my muppety throat.
Well, I'll help you squeak it right on out. Here we go, Bert. Chiropractic power.
No, get away from me, Ernie. Don't get from behind me.
Chiropractic Ernie.
You can't even say it right. Chiropractic Ernie.
Here we go, Bert.
Thank you, Ernie. Look, it landed on the picture of Mr. Cooper on the mantle. We should save it for later.
He looks mighty fuzzy tonight, Bert.
That's right. More 92.9 Kick FM Vinyl Cobwebs coming your way, Ernie. Right over here.
Right over here.
Did you hear Soul Shack last week? It was good.
I've been thinking about you, be-bum-be-bum-be-bum. Something swinging about you, beep bum be bum be bum. I'd like to fly away with you, beep bum be bum. Sweet talking all the way with you, beep bum be bum be bum. Now you've got lips as sweet as honey, and I know what to do. Well, knock me down and take my money if I never get to kissing you. Found you, be bum be bum be bum. I'll be buzzing around you, be bum be bum be bum. You make my heart the fluttermost, be bum be bum. You are the end, the outermost, be bum be bum be bum. Now you got lips as sweet as honey, and I know what to do.
will knock me down and steal my lolly. You will never get a kiss on you. Ooh, now I finally found a bee bum, bee bum, bee bum. I'll be buzzing all around a bee bum, bee bum, bee bum. You make my heart to flutter most, whoops, bee bum. You are the end, the outermost, bee bum, bee bum, bee bum. Bum, 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 bum. Now go and give us a little kiss, please.
Every now and then, sometimes when you least expect it, often when you're gay and happy, a headache starts and begins to grow and grow and pound and throb until happiness is a thing of the past. Then's the time to remember Bayer works wonders. Bayer aspirin is pure aspirin, not just part aspirin. Two tablets bring all the pain relief power your headache can use. Bayer aspirin. Put some in your pocket and medicine chest today, because it's hard to be happy when you hurt. Remember, Bayer works wonders. Honest.
Ah, premium! Bayer melts in your pocket, not in your hand. Premium vinyl cobwebs, yeah!
Donovan?
What?
I need some Bayer after to deal with you.
This has been one good program, I
might
say.
I got a big headache.
Why do you have a big headache?
Well...
have a Bayer.
The listeners need a Bayer as well. Listeners, do you need a Bayer?
Do they still make Bayer? Yes, they do.
They do.
But it doesn't make you gay and happy, like that commercial says.
And gay and happy like Anthony Newley on B-Bomb, B-Bomb. He's sort of sounding a little... what, Donovan?
Say it again.
B-Bomb, B-Bomb.
Yeah.
Yes? I'll say it like a radio announcer back then in on the...
spit it out. Come on, spit it out.
On the BBC might have said it back then. And now, here is Anthony Newley with B-Bomb, B-Bomb. Anthony? And then go into the song.
Premium, you're so funny this evening. You're going out over the Winnipegian night air. How do you do it?
I don't know how I'm doing it. Somehow I am managing, despite...
right here in Vinyl Cobwebs number 214. I can't believe we've done...
anyway.
214 episodes right here on Vinyl Cobweb.
Beep Boom, Beep Boom was the B-side of his big smash in the UK, his version of Pop Goes the Weasel.
And now? Yes?
And that was a big smash in 61, and I just played the B-side, Beep Boom, Beep Boom.
Okay.
I just like saying Beep Boom, Beep Boom, Donovan. I'll keep saying it.
Check out scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K.
Beep Boom, Beep Boom.
That's right. You'll find all sorts of esoteric, strange... and incredibly hard to find educational videos and titles galore right there at scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K.
With a K, be-bomb, be-bomb.
That's right, be-bomb, be-bomb, down to your internet connection now, and log on right now.
Donovan, you've been giving me the heebie-jeebies.
On my brand new dance, that's gonna make you ignite. You know I'm not talking about the crazy hand jive. You know I've got a new dance. The kids are doing it everywhere I go. And if you want to learn this dance, you better stop and watch my buddy Joe. He's doing the heave. Kids, do the stroke. You
Jeeve.
Jeeve, swing it.
It's called the Heave, Heave, Jeeve.
Swing it, Joe.
They're supposed to be confused with the later Spinners, but this is a 1961 group called the Spinners, and it was on the Tri-Fi label, which was Harvey Fuqua's records label. And Harvey had been with the Moonglows, a doo-wop group, in 1955 through about 59, and then he went off into production and writing other people's songs and stuff like that. And this is one of those records on a very interesting looking record label. Donovan thought that I drew these little heart heads on the label, but they were actually there originally.
It looks just like your kind of
drawings.
Hieroglyphy. Yeah.
Anyway,
hieroglyphy.
Yes.
Premium. You need to do what you did to Bert. You need to get it out. Hieroglyphics.
That's right. Donovan.
Hieroglyphics. That's Egyptian
anyway,
stuff.
Anyway, that was the B side of the record. Actually, the A side was sort of a ballad called "That's What Girls Are Made For." But I like this one better, so we played that one. Now we are going to do our guess'em contest. We've done this before periodically, and we're going to do it now. And we're going to, you can email us. What we're going to do is we're going to play this record, which nobody will know and know the artist, but we'll give you a few hints, and then we'll get some emails, and then on the next show we will reveal, and if you guess, well, you guessed correctly. And
well,
not,
here's what I think we need to do. We need to give away a nice prize, don't you think?
A prize? What
That's
is
right.
the prize?
I don't know, how about, it looks like scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K, has donated a $50 gift certificate.
It has?
That's right. So if you guess this, you're the first person to email us at
vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com.
You'll get that gift certificate. So let's put this platter on one and give him a little bit
okay,
of...
Okay, let's give you a few little hints here.
Not too many hints, though.
Yeah. Well, this one isn't very big. This song was written by David Gates, who later became, you know, the bread. I found her diary underneath a tree. He wrote a lot of songs for other people, and this was also produced and arranged. And the artist is a TV personality from the 60s. He had his big fame in the 1960s, starring in some TV series.
That's probably enough.
And that
info.
Will be it.
That's enough info. We're going to spin this and go ahead. vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com. Name the artist.
And I think this is from 1960, because that might give it away too. So we'll just leave it at that. Here we go with a song called Never Let Her Go, as rendered by this semi-famous, I guess, person.
Okay, here we go!
Vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com.
Everybody needs a someone waiting to be there when things are looking down. So if you feel a little lonely, go out, find the one and only. Somewhere out there, someone will care for you, and then never let her go. Never let her go. You may wonder how you know love when the moment comes that you've been a dreaming of. Well, true. but never let her go. Never let her go. Everybody thinks that love will come along. Just sit and wait, but then it's too late to see. That's what happened to me. I remember tender moments, nestled in her arms before she went away. So go, don't be left alone. Go out, find your one and only. Open your heart, give love a start, and watch it grow. But never let her go.
Visit ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. Nothing but strange, bizarre, esoteric, titillating, shocking, disturbing, and terrifically retro cool films of all kind. You won't find these films in your local video store, not on cable television, not even in Japan. This is the obscure, lost in time, completely twisted stuff your mother warned you about. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
You're going to break those microphones, Donovan.
I like it. And I like it a lot. Never let her go. That's Mr. If you can guess who that artist is, should we tell him the record label or let it go?
It's Never Let Her Go by Nyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnyeshnye I think they wouldn't be able to get any. I don't think we'd be able to have any guessers do it correctly without it. So let's do it. A&M Records.
Yeah, that kind of tan with the little trumpet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a Los Angeles
Alpert's label.
It was a Los Angeles label, and it would kind of make sense that this would actually sign up with this label since he, you know, had to be in L.A. to film the part.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so if you can guess it, you'll get a $50 gift certificate to ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
That's right. Right here on Vinyl Cobwebs.
Is it round or on a stick? Oh, how can there be, where may I see, such a funny tree as this, such a peppermint tree?
Cat the Hides from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 1966 on the Scotty Records label right here in Vinyl Cobwebs, number 214. It's a real rockin' number. I like it. A lot of Bo Diddley influence on that garage number.
That's horrible, Donovan. He kind of came close to here, and for some reason we couldn't get ourselves out to go see Bo Diddley, and he'll probably pass away before we can do it.
Yeah, he played here in Park City, Utah, in the snowy area, you know, where people ski a lot, here in Salt Lake City, and we didn't get a Sam. We'll get him next time.
Hope there is a next time, Donovan.
We always say that about Dick Dale, too, but we always see him every 5 years or so.
Yeah, he always plays someplace kind of close.
That's right. He always comes in May. I don't understand. Have you noticed every time we've seen Dick Dale, it's so off topic, but we see him in May. Yeah.
We have seen him in May, Donovan.
The basketballs and the NBA are always flying when he comes to town.
That's right.
Do you follow me at all?
I'm following you. I heard exactly what you said.
Beat you up, Prince!
It doesn't matter what we do, because it'll be okay. Blah, blah, blah.
That's right.
And now we're going to go into a moody-sounding tune. Not too long ago, I rented the movie from...
Do you like Bell's Premium?
Don't beat you up!
I got this record, The Bells, on the Galaxy Records label. I think I'm going to play it now.
I was just going to play something.
It's by the Playgirls, right here on Vinyl Cobwebs. This is off the Green Galaxy label.
Well, we'll
Bells for Premium Deluxe.
We'll play mine next time.
Oh, were you going to play a record? I apologize. I didn't even know. Let me play my bells.
You stepped on my toe.
Just let me play. You can have the rest of the show. Bells.
We hope. Bells.
Premium, you like that platter that matters on the Galaxy Records label? It's green vinyl. Look at it.
It's very obscure. I like how they left the mic open during just before the intro of the song where some girl was giggling. That's pretty rare that they would do something like that on the actual 45. It's
difficult for us to cue it up. You know, I'm sure most radio stations kind of bypass that. Some. But we didn't, because we're vinyl cobwebs of platters that matter. And I sincerely apologize, Premium. We got some phone calls about my rude interruption of your next platter. It didn't matter at all what I did. It was terrible. Apologize. Immensely, terribly apologetic.
Well, I think we should end this episode of Vinyl Cobwebs on kind of a spooky-sounding note. Anyway, I just rented a movie, and it was the old...
I'm so sorry I played that Bells record. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, I'm done.
Anyway.
I'm taking a lock.
So I will cut this short then, since I don't have that much time anymore. I'll just narrow it down to saying I rented the old movie Experiment in Terror, and it has a terror, and it has a Henry Mancini and his orchestra soundtrack. But we'll play the thing that starts the movie with the credits and all that stuff, with a black and white scene of 1961 San Francisco with cars crossing the bridge at night with the headlights and stuff. And this is the song that starts out exactly like this. And then at the conclusion of the song, the credits are over and the movie actually begins.
Sounds of winter.
No, it's not too wet.
It wouldn't stay up anyway.
Well, anyway,
let's go to the house and see Mom will make us some hot chocolate.
Okay.
Why is your face?
Oh, how would you like some hot chocolate?
Yeah!
Oh, right.
Don't you have to mix
them?
No,
they
this is real chocolate.
You
have to mix real chocolate.
I'm
going to
back at it here.
There's no
milk.
Whoop.
Don't drop it.
Pine steak chocolate milk.
Oh,
here are the marshmallows.
It smells good.
Maybe
pine steak chocolate milk. Just pour it in a saucepan, heat, and serve.
After you've had your hot chocolate, you can go outside and play again.
Let's go in the backyard.
No, it's been there yet.
Pine steak chocolate milk. Now in a new carton.
Milk. I want some chocolate milk. Some of that good chocolatey
milk. Delicious, nutritious, and chocolatey.
Pine State hot chocolate. Sounds good, Premium.
I want some of that Pine State hot chocolate. As we close out Vinyl Cobwebs, another episode has, well, come to a diminished end. Number 214 is now Histoire.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We are tuned to 92.9 Kick FM, and you can check us out vinylcobwebs.freeservers.com.
And remember our little contest. If you can identify the singer, the mystery singer, email us.
At vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com. $50 gift certificate to scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K.
That's spelled with a K.
See you next week, Prairie Man.
See you next week, Donovan.